Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
October 27th, the fruit of our words.
This week, Derek considers Hebrews 4 verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Today he urges us to be vigilant in the words we speak and the confessions that we make. The entire Bible shows that our words determine our destinies, as we read in Proverbs 18 verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The tongue is either going to produce death in our lives if we make a wrong confession, or life if we make a right confession. Whatever we say with our tongues, we're going to eat the resultant fruit. That truth was echoed by the words of Jesus when he said, "And I say to you that every careless word that men shall speak, they shall render account for in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned." Christians often say silly things that aren't honouring to God, and then excuse themselves by saying, "I didn't really mean it." But Jesus said, "Every careless word." It's not an excuse to say that you didn't really mean something. We must hold fast our confession. Ultimately, there are only two alternatives in our relationship to Christ and the Scripture, to confess or deny. Again, Jesus said,
Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 to 33. "Everyone, therefore, who shall confess me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever shall deny me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven."
Those are the two alternatives given to us. There is no third alternative. In spiritual things, in the long run, there is no neutrality. Jesus said, "He who is not with me is against me." We either make the right confession to salvation, or we make the wrong confession, which won't produce salvation. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, that you are the high priest of our confession. I proclaim that I confess before men that Jesus is my Lord, and he confesses me before our Father who is in heaven. I shall hold fast my confession. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries. Reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.